CD 7.
Magrat was halfway down the road to the square when the adrenaline wore off and her past life caught up with her. She looked down at the armour and the horse and thought, I'm out of my mind. It was that bloody letter, and I was frightened. I thought I'd show everyone what I'm made of, and now they'll probably find out I'm made of lots of tubes and green-purple wobbly bits. I was just lucky with those elves, and I didn't think. As soon as I think, I get things wrong. I don't think I'll be that lucky again. Luck. She thought wistfully of her bags of charms and talismans at the bottom of the river. They'd never really worked if her life was anything to go by, but maybe, it was a horrible thought, maybe they'd just stopped it getting worse. There were hardly any lights in the town, and a lot of the houses had their shutters up. The horses' hooves clattered loudly on the cobbles. Magrat peered into the shadows. Once, they'd just been shadows. Now they could be gateways to anything. Clouds were pressing in from the hub. Magrat shivered. This was something she'd never seen before. It was true night. Night had fallen in Lancre, and it was an old night. It was not the simple absence of day patrolled by the moon and stars, but an extension of something that had existed long before there was any light to define it by absence. It was unfolding itself from under tree roots and inside stones, crawling back across the land. Magrat's sack of what she considered to be essential props might be at the bottom of the river, but she had been a witch for more than 10 years, and she could feel the terror in the air. People remember badly, but societies remember well. The swarm remembers, encoding the information to slip it past the senses of the mind, passing it on from grandmother to grandchild in little bits of nonsense they won't bother to forget. Sometimes the truth keeps itself alive in devious ways despite the best efforts of the official keepers of information. Ancient fragments chimed together now in Magrat's head. Up the airy mountain, down the rushy glen, from ghosties and bogles and long-leggedy beasties, my mother said I never should, we dare not go a-hunting for fear, and things that go bump, play with the fairies in the wood. Magrat sat on the horse she didn't trust, and gripped the sword she didn't know how to use, while the ciphers crept out of memory and climbed into a shape. They steal cattle and babbies, they steal milk, they love music and steal away musicians. In fact, they steal everything. We'll never be as free as them, as beautiful as them, as clever as them, as light as them. We are animals. Chilly wind soughed in the forest beyond the town. It had always been a pleasant forest to walk in at night, but now, she knew, it would not be so again. The trees would have eyes. There would be distant laughter in the wind. What they take is everything. Magrat spurred the horse into a walk. Somewhere in the town, a door slammed shut. And what they give you is fear. There was the sound of hammering from across the street. A man was nailing something on his door. He glanced around in terror, saw Magrat, and darted inside. What he had been nailing on the door was a horseshoe. Magrat tied the horse firmly to a tree and slid off its back. There was no reply to her knocking. Who was it who lived here? Carter the Weaver, wasn't it? Or Weaver the Baker? Open up, man! It's me, Magrat Garlic! There was something white beside the doorstep. It turned out to be a bowl of cream. Again, Magrat thought of the cat Grebo, smelly, unreliable, cruel, and vindictive, but who purred nicely and had a bowl of milk every night. Come on, open up! After a while, the bolt slid back, and an eye was applied to a very narrow crack. Yes? You're Carter the Baker, aren't you? I'm Weaver the Thatcher. And you know who I am? Miss Garlic? Come on, let me in. Are you alone, miss? Yes. The crack widened to a Magrat width. There was one candle alight in the room. Weaver backed away from Magrat until he was leaning awkwardly over the table. Magrat peered around him. The rest of the Weaver family were hiding under the table. Four pairs of frightened eyes peered up at Magrat. What's going on? She said. Said Weaver, didn't recognise you in your flying hat, miss. I thought you were doing the entertainment. What's happened? Where is everyone? Where is my going-to-be husband? Yes, it was probably the helmet. That's what Magrat decided afterwards. There are certain items, such as swords and wizards' hats and crowns and rings, which pick up something of the nature of their owners. Queen Inchi had probably never sewn a tapestry in her life and undoubtedly had a temper shorter than a wet cowpat. The shortest unit of time in the multiverse,